Tomorrow afternoon at 3, WRTI will broadcast the annual Jarjari Bel Canto competition. The annual contest features some of the world's finest young singers, all resident artists at Philadelphia's Academy of Vocal Arts. Many Jarjari competition winners have gone on to stellar careers, and in recent years, three in particular have also been awarded the prestigious Richard Tucker Foundation Award, tenors James Valenti and Stephen Costello, and soprano Angela Mead. Last year's Bel Canto winner was tenor William Davenport, a native of Rockville, Maryland, who was then in his first year at AVA. He came into our studios earlier this week to tell us about the pressures and rewards of his nascent opera career. When you were growing up, was there music in the house? Did anybody play an instrument? Was there a record player? How did you first encounter music?
Well, a lot of the music in the house growing up was actually made by me. So there was constantly singing going on. I was constantly annoying my older brothers with incessant singing. But it's hard to say where the music came from in my family. My father, he never pursued any music. I don't think he ever joined a choir or anything like that.
But was there even a record collection in the house?
Not all that much.
Was the radio on in the house?
Oh, of course. You know, actually, a lot of my encouragement came from my oldest brother, who did musical theater a lot in high school. He's 10 years older than me, so I saw him go through high school as a kid, and he was always very encouraging with my music. My whole family was very encouraging. So, yeah, I mean, I always had that support from my family, and I just always loved singing from the second I could talk, really. So,
and could you always hold a tune, or was it something that happened after your voice broke, or how was it?
As far as I know, I could always hold a tune. I never had anybody complain, well, except for my older brothers. But yeah, I always felt like I could hold a tune, and I would sing along with Michael Jackson and Frank Sinatra were my favorites, oddly enough.
And then when did the idea, or who put the idea in your head that you could perhaps get to do this for a living?
It was actually my high school choir teacher. If you had asked me what I wanted to be as a very young child, I would have said a singer. But I don't think I ever really knew what that meant, you know, until at some point in high school, my high school choir teacher, who was always extremely supportive, you know, kind of asked me, you know, what are you going to do with your voice after high school? And, you know, I was sort of forced to finally actually think about it and come up with a plan and look at schools. And, you know, at that point, I had...
But there was no aspiration to be the next Frank Sinatra or the next Michael Jackson. I mean, it was going to be the classical route? Or
no, actually. In high school, I was only doing musical theater and really more pop-type things. I did sing some of the Sinatra stuff, you know, when I got a chance. But, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity for that kind of music in high school. So, yeah, I mean, I always sang that kind of stuff. And I never found classical music boring. I always enjoyed it. I just never had a lot of exposure to it. And I never really dove into it until later on in my college life.
And in relation to languages then, because the musical training is one part of it, the language training is the other.
Mm-hmm.
Were you studying languages in high school? Or were you any good at them, or to the point?
Not especially. I took Spanish in high school just because it was the language
so many
to take.
Great Spanish operas.
Right, of course. But I think for me, I love pronouncing the languages, and I love just speaking Italian for me and pronouncing it correctly and really enjoying the diction, I think, is a huge part of it for me. You know, I've never been content with just being approximate with the diction. I really love sounding authentic, and it's been a big goal for me. It still is.
Can you speak Italian?
No, I can't. I can a bit. I my grammar is awful, but my vocab is okay, so I can understand a lot. It's difficult for me to respond.
We're hoping that in 10 years your management won't be returning our calls if we were to ask you back in here for an interview. What's your own ambition for, I don't know, 10 years down the line?
Well,
let's say we give you a magic wand. What's the perfect career? What's the perfect career progression? Because it's also a question of what you're going to be able to do in 10 years as a singer, actor.
Well, I think one thing for me, I've been very lucky in that, regardless of what my ambition was at the time, my life has sort of kept me on a nice, steady pace. I never went too far too soon. I was, you know, I've had a very slow process that I think has been very healthy. And so I would hope that I can maintain that going forward and not get pushed into some of the bigger rep that may not be quite right for me yet too early. So I feel very fortunate that I've been able to realize that up to this point, that this slow progression has been something that's really kind of gotten me where I am, I think. So I'm very content with taking it slow and, you know, roll by roll, house by house, kind of just getting where I need to go. And my ultimate goal is just to sing as well as I possibly can, you know, regardless of where it is or what it is that I'm singing. I just want to be singing as efficiently as possible and enjoy it as much as I can.
Tenor William Davenport, winner of the 2011 Jarjari Bel Canto competition. You can hear this year's contest tomorrow afternoon at 3 here on WRTI. You can also help select the WRTI audience favorite by voting in our online poll.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.